time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh. She is with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. And the month of September has been named National Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. And they've got a great event planned on the 10th, which is actually World Suicide Prevention Day. And that's why we're here. We're going to talk about all the things that are going to go on at that event. Great speakers, some performances, and just more information about this. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
No, we appreciate you, Dave. Thanks for giving us time in your studio. Appreciate it.
Anytime. This is stuff that we need to know because, let's face it, it's not just a problem here. It's a problem everywhere.
It is a problem everywhere. Absolutely. But in the state of Utah, you know, we've consistently been in the top 10 states for suicide deaths across the nation consistently since 2013. It's really important for us to spread messages of hope and let our community members know that they are not alone and that they have a support system here locally to make it through.
Now, and I'm going to kind of put you on the spot. Maybe there has been, maybe there hasn't been. Has there ever been any research or anything done that kind of pinpoints some of the main reasons that Utah has such an issue with this?
I am so glad that you asked, Dave, because that's actually some of the information that we go over in our QPR question, persuade, refer training that's free and it's only an hour. So hit me up if you would like that for your staff. But we do talk about some of the reasons that Utah is consistently in that top 10. And one of the reasons, one of the hypotheses is because of our elevation. And because when you're at a higher elevation, your brain synapses aren't clicking as fast. And so your problem solving skills aren't as, quick on it or able to come up with safe alternative things. It goes to the negative for some reason. Then they also talk about, religion plays a part in it. But, you know, one of the main reasons that Utah is consistently in the highest of states is we're of that society where out in the West, you know, it's pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You don't air your dirty laundry. So you don't talk about your mental health. You don't go out. It's not popular here in the West to go have a psychiatrist or a counselor. Whereas back East, it is kind of a popular thing. You know, it's nothing to say, hey, let's catch coffee after I go see my shrink, you know. But out here in the West, it's a little bit different. And to be honest, it's because we have access to lethal means, you know, here in Utah and Montana and Idaho, some of these other higher states, we're hunters and we all have firearms, if not one, multiple within the house. And so that access to lethal means, you know, studies show that over 80% of suicides are by firearm. And that's with men and the right. And the statistics for firearm suicides are rising within women, too, because you go with what you're most comfortable with.
And you know, it's fun. It's interesting that you would bring that up because you and I talk about that all the time.
We do.
As far as mental health.
Yes.
And how important that is. And it plays such an integral part in this that, you know, it's more important to take those few moments for yourself and just kind of gather yourself throughout the day and you know, kind of calm down and, yes, and make it through the day and just realize that you're going to be okay.
Yes, absolutely. You know, because we all face things that are overwhelming and get to us, right? And seem to be out of our control. But as long as we are grounded within our self-care and we are able to work our coping mechanisms to get through those hard times, then the chances of it escalating to a suicidal ideation or clinical depression, things like that, it can be alleviated, you know, if we're taking care of ourselves.
And so let's talk about this. It's World Suicide Prevention Day. It's going to be September 10th. Down at the Peace Gardens in Price. Now, when is everything going to kick off?
So we're going to start the evening at 6 o'clock, and we're going to do that by having the American Legion Post 3 do the flag presentation or the presentation of the colors. And that's so important to me because, Dave, we know that we're still losing 22 veterans to suicide every day, and that's unacceptable. So by presenting the colors of the flag, it's reminding our community that they're not exempt either. These tough, masculine men and women, you know, that are out there fighting for our freedoms, they're not exempt from mental health issues, depression, and suicidal ideation. So we'll do the presentation of the colors, and we'll give the a 30-second you know, moment of silence for our fallen veterans and military that are still fighting for us and that are still struggling with their mental health and things like that. And then we're going to turn the stage over to you know, our fire chief, Fitzgerald Peterson. We love Fitz. I know that he is just as passionate about this cause as the rest of us. And he's going to give a great presentation on what it means to be strong and resilient in times of crisis and some of the things that he has seen in his career. So, and then we have musical performances. Jennifer Lott Lopez has agreed to do a song for us. And then we've got some dance performances. One particular is our Miss Southeast Utah Outstanding Teen, Blair Bennett. Super excited to see their lyrical and interpretive dances, and some other girls from the Carbon Hydral team. So shout out to them for wanting to be involved and willing to be involved. And then we're going to have booths from, you know, our supporting partners and agencies for people to get information. We're going to have sidewalk chalk. We're going to do messages of hope. We're going to do temporary tattoos, the honor beads that we, you know, that we incorporate from the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. You know, World Suicide Prevention Day, traditionally what they have the survivors of suicide and those that are still struggling with their depression do is at 8 o'clock, light a candle in their window. And that just it brings awareness to suicide and remembrance to the loved ones that we have lost to suicide, and could possibly bring the light to somebody who is still struggling, right? That they are not alone, that their flame will never be extinguished, right? That they live on. And so we invite everybody to stay through the evening at 8 o'clock. We provide battery operated candles, and we'll do special presentation at that point where everybody turns on their candle at the same time and it's lit for an hour. So it'll be good.
It will be, and it's information that needs to get out there, and people can come and get all the information that they need and talk about this. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, let's talk. I mean, it really, really is an important conversation that you need to be having. You can have it with your spouse, you can have it with your siblings, have it with your parents, have it with your kids. Your kids need to be able to know that it is okay to come to you, that you are a safe person to talk about their mental health, and know that you understand how frightening this is. Because Dave, you and I both know that suicide among ages 10 to 24 in the state of Utah is the number one cause of death. That is scary. Right. And it's the second leading cause of death for people 25 to 44. Those are my age ranges. Right. Like, we're all dead set right in there. I mean, it goes on and on. But it's really important that we create this culture where it is OK to talk about our mental health. I ask you about your physical health. How are you feeling? You know, you broke your arm. Are you healing? Or, you know, you're limping. Are you OK? We can't see mental health scars, so we still need to be having those conversations. How are you? No, but really, how are you?
And we talk about that all the time, that until people look at their mental health and can talk about it, like, say, high blood pressure,
yes,
or
diabetes,
something like that,
or cancer,
it's never going to change.
Yes.
And it needs to.
Yes.
It really needs,
yes,
to.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and a huge shout out to Angel's Cravings food truck. He's going to come down and provide food that will be for purchase. The Hope Squad is not able to purchase food this year. So Angel's Cravings will be down there for the event. So, you know, bring your cash or debit and credit card. He accepts all of those, and he'll be there about 6:30, and we'll have a good night. World Suicide Prevention and Awareness Day is probably my favorite day of the year, only because I get to see all my brothers and sisters survivors of suicide loss, you know, and you know, because we all lead our own lives, and it's really these events that bring us back together so that we can connect again and check in with each other, right? Because that's that's what we have to do.
That's the most important part. Now, if anybody has questions, can they get in touch with you down at the health department about it?
Well, yeah, I would hope so. My telephone number down there is 435-636-1153. Or they can reach out to me on our Facebook page through the Hope Squad of Carbon Emery Grand Counties. And you can send me a message there or yeah, just give me a call.
All right. We've been speaking with Amanda McIntosh, a member of the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. It's all about World Suicide Prevention Day going on September 10th at the Peace Gardens. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.